It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 490. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is area code 240-949-2450. And that's Mike Tech Show, all one word on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Mike Tech Show. Facebook, facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. You can like the Mike Tech Show page, please, at on Facebook. And that's Mike Nation Net, all one word. And of course, we have the wiki at mtswiki.com. Tonight's show is dedicated to remote access. And I'm going to have some email that I'll cover for the last part of the show. Let's first take care of some administrative things. The 500th show will be celebrated. The Mike Tech Show, show 500. And simultaneous with that, a Tech Vets meetup with myself and Carrie Holzman will be in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania on March 22nd. Now, it's a Saturday, and I need to know if you're attending. I've already heard from several of you, which is fantastic. Please, if you haven't already emailed me, email me at miketechshow@gmail.com and say, Mike, count me in, and how many? Let me know so I can get an accurate count. I'm working on the very specific address for the venue. I'm going to nail that down, hopefully before next Thursday's show. With that, I want to now talk about what happened with LogMeIn. On Tuesday, when I logged in to help a client that I log in every day to do some work, and this client started LogMeIn way back. So I think LogMeIn Free has been available for, I think, almost 10 years, and a great product. And as you know, I use Instant House Call, but I still have LogMeIn clients that they want to use that for logging in, and that's what I use. I use both, and I started transitioning a while back when I started working with Instant House Call, and as you know, they are a sponsor of the show. They're a sponsor for tonight's podcast, and I'm very happy that they're a sponsor because on Tuesday, when I found out that I got the message that LogMeIn Free was ending and I only have 7 days to make the transition, and there's a link where they put a gun to your head and hold you ransom for demanding the purchase of their pro account. And they're offering discounts, but that is horrible. And I don't react well with a gun to my head. That's the worst form of marketing that a company can do. It's despicable. And I'm glad that now it's out there and it's done, and I'm converting everybody to Instant House Call. I had a great conversation with Corey from Instant House Call yesterday, and they have stepped up and are now offering a 30% discount on their product. And we are going to now go over some of the great features and the differences between LogMeIn Free and even the LogMeIn Pro version versus the Express Edition account for Instant House Call. And they have a professional edition. If you go to miketechshow.com. You'll see the Instant House Call link on the left-hand side of the website. You click on that. And when you get to Instant House Call, there's an orange link with the hashtag LogMeOut. Click on that, and it's save 30% now. And click on that, and now you'll be able to download and try the Instant House Call product. You can support unlimited PCs on demand with any of their plans. For the Professional Edition, you can have 200 unattended PCs. Now, I got a lot out there, and I'm going to be spending a portion of this weekend converting all the rest of my LogMeIn clients. Anybody that has LogMeIn, I'm going to go in, download the Instant House Call client, run it, then set it for unattended mode. Now, remember, I'm going to use LogMeIn to do this, and then set it to unattended mode. Then I'm going to log out of LogMeIn. I'm going to now connect with my client. Once I sign in to Instant House Call, I now see every one of my client machines that I've set for unattended. And it's in a nice list. I'm going to pick each of those. I'm going to log in, and I'm going to uninstall LogMeIn. And I will not be held at gunpoint to pay their ransom. And none of you should have to pay that ransom demand. And that's what it is. Pure and simple. So I'm so glad Instant House Call has stepped up, and they have some other great features that you will never get in any other product. One of them is the Auto PC Repair, which is the Remote D7 program from Foolish IT, the creator of the program for to change the policies that we like for Crypto Prevent. So you now have the D7 program that you can now remotely fix machines. There's something else that even I haven't taken advantage of enough. The ability to brand the program with your logo. You can take the Instant House Call program that is installed on your client's machine, and you can change the logo. That's fantastic. Now, they won't even see that it's Instant House Call. They're going to see, you know, ABC Repair Company or whatever the company name is. When you want someone to just kind of one-off connect and remote, and you send them, if everybody, when you get the chance, if you want to check out my page, and it's nothing pretty, I've set this up very quickly. I set up a redirect to go to my Instant House Call landing page for my consulting company. And that landing page, if you go to mhs.me/help, you will then see my logo, MHS Consulting. I need to clean that up because it's a little stretched. And you will be able to see the icon to then download that client. And that's where I send users and people that I want to help. I send them to that link. Now, you will get an Instant House Call link. Now, if you have your own domain, you can easily set up a redirect. As a matter of fact, if you don't know how to do that, I can send you the code. Email me, and I will gladly share that with you. It's very simple. If you own your own domain, create a directory called help so they can go to your domain /help. And the only file you need in that directory is default.html. In that default file, you can redirect to your Instant House Call page. It's that simple. Or better than that, go back and if you can create a subdomain. So let's say you are abc.com. You can create a subdomain called help.abc.com. A great example of that is how I use my Amazon link that you hear me advertise all the time. Amazon.mikenation.net. I created a subdomain called Amazon for my MikeNation.net domain, and I send everybody using my Amazon link to Amazon. That's how you do that. So if you have your own domain, you could easily set that redirect to then go to your instant house call page. And your instant house call page, you can upload your logo and tweak that page so it's branded for you. You can brand the client. This is great stuff. It's very easy to have this all automated for your use. Let's talk about some of the other features. Not only is it easy to deploy, easy to use, the chat feature, how about accepting payments online? You can build in your PayPal account for payment or any other shopping cart that you want someone to go to in the admin control panel for instant house call that you'll have access to once you sign up. You're going to be able to go in and set those links for payment. You can get reports for all of your usage. I go in and I can see everybody that I connected to and how long. It's great because maybe I forgot that I was helping someone and it's now time for that monthly bill, or I need to minus time off my retainer contract. And it's a great way to get a report on your activities for when you are connected in, how long, when did you connect in. Another feature that I've only taken advantage of once, and then I've also tested with it, how about the ability to record your session and have that as a training file, maybe? Or just, hey, you know what, you're doing something complex. You can turn on the record, and then you can easily, it records that whole session locally on your machine. And now you can send that to your client or just have it for yourself. That, coupled with all these other tremendous features, makes this a slam dunk purchase. And then to have 30% off, I am so proud of Instant House Call for stepping up in this time of need for anybody that was using LogMeIn and is now faced with this decision. You can get their yearly purchase. The Express Edition is only $349 for the year. That's phenomenal compared to if you add up all of the pro accounts that you would have to purchase for LogMeIn for all the machines that you're supporting. Or how about the Professional Edition, where you can have 10 concurrent sessions, 200 unattended installations. Do you know what that works out to per PC? I mean, if you do the math, if you get the professional version for $630 and you divide that, and let's say you had 200, it's $3.15 per machine. $3.15 per machine per year. Let's see anybody compete with that. They can't. This is a great time to evaluate now what you're looking to do for remote access and for what you want to deploy. Right now, do that. And when you sign up, make sure you put that you heard it on the Mike Tech Show and put Mike Tech Show in when you sign up for your free trial. And don't waste time, because this 30% isn't going to be there long. Don't mess around. Spend a day or two, try it out just to prove, you know, everything that I'm talking about. Give it a try, you know, kick the tires, and then come back and purchase it and make that purchase while this 30% discount is available. And I thank Instant House Call for stepping up and taking care of this, helping out during this time where LogMeIn has just, they lowered the hammer, greed runneth over, and they decided to really stick it to us, all of the LogMeIn free users. And I don't know who's in charge of their marketing. Let's send a big message that this is not the way to treat your user community. This is not the way to do it. I thank Instant House Call for being as a sponsor of this podcast, and I am a proud user of Instant House Call for my clients. Another thing, Instant House Call does a great job in supporting all of the platforms that we use. Windows, Windows 8, Mac, OS X. And it's very important, especially for me, where I support a mixed operating system environment. I have Mac users. Of course, the majority are Windows users, but I do have Mac users. And I have a Mac here where I have Instant House Call in, and that's how I remote in. And I can take control of my system. Now let's get to some email here. Catching up, and I want to thank everybody who's sent in emails for your not only your recommendations, but follow-ups to different topics. This is from Brandon, and it's about a flash issue. I work at a college as a computer tech. One day we had a student come in and report that he could not watch videos on YouTube in one of our labs, which does not have speakers. We had no reports from other students or teachers about YouTube not working. The video would play for 1 second, then an error appear. The machine he tried it on is a Windows 7 32-bit, but YouTube worked fine on the lab with the Windows 7 64-bit. After searching and posting on the Adobe forum, I found the answer. He did not have his headphones plugged in. I tried it with headphones, and it worked. But no headphones, and the video crashed. Just something else to have in your bag of tricks. Thanks for the show. That is great, Brandon. Glad you found that out. I've ran into simple fixes, and it's amazing how a problem can drive you crazy, and then you look at the obvious, and that's why we got to try the obvious first. Did you reboot? Are the things plugged in? Did you check the cables? When something's not working, I check for malware first, and I run Crystal Disk Info. Is it a hard drive issue? Get all these things out of the way before you then start tackling the problem. And don't forget to check the event logs. This is going back to our Back to Basics show that you want to catch. That was a few shows back where I go over all of the simple things to try that we often forget as we're troubleshooting problems. This is from Don. I have a visually impaired customer who made me install Office 2003 on his new Windows 7 system because Office 2003, which came with the computer, is harder for visually impaired people to use due to the removal of the menu bar and pull-down menus, I think. This week on Twit's Windows Weekly, Mary Jo Foley recommended a program in the Software Tip of the Week segment that visually impaired people may be interested in. This free version of Windows Eyes works with anyone who has a licensed copy of Office 2010 or greater. And we have the link to windoweyesforoffice.com. It normally sells for $895. Here is the page for it on the vendor's website. I think Mary Jo mentioned that the paid version is more full-featured. What is missing from the free one, I don't know. But give that a try. And Don, thank you for sharing that. This is from Jamie. And this is a hard drive reliability statistics from Backblaze. I'm a longtime listener, but first-time emailer. I enjoyed this blog post from Backblaze comparing hard drive reliability and longevity across the various Western Digital, Seagate, and Hitachi drives that make up their data store. I think this would be especially relevant given you and Carrie's recent discussions about drive reliability on the Tech Vets podcast. And I've talked about that significantly here too on the Mike Tech Show. The previous two posts in the series are always worth looking at. We use Western Digital drives almost exclusively, and based on Backblaze's statistics, I see no reason to make a change. I always enjoy the show and appreciate the work that you put in each week. Looking forward to many more. Thank you, Jamie. And I have the link that I'll include in the show notes. Remember when I was talking about all those Western Digital Drive failures, I believe that was a bad batch that Dell had, because all of those systems it purchased were all done within a couple months, around the same time a year ago. And it seems like that batch of systems that I purchased and all the Western Digital Drives that were included have now failed, and I've had to replace them. This is a link that was sent to me by Ron, and the link is, ouch, HP brings Windows 7 back by popular demand, with Windows 8 being a good share of the blame for the declining PC market. HP is falling back to Windows 7 for its latest marketing push, and I think that's a great idea. I still have new PC purchases from clients that are still insisting, and I agree with them, on Windows 7. Because Windows 8, the issues with Windows 8, the still drivers issues I still see with Windows 8, performance, if you don't go to 8.1, it depends. I know some of you have had success with 8.1, but the majority have not had success with that upgrade to 8.1. Windows 8, the performance is phenomenal. I mean, when it runs great. You put that on an SSD drive, it flies. The boot process, everything's great. But you got to be lucky. Your hardware has to support all the drivers. You have to be able to obtain drivers for all of your devices. You have to have a little luck. Now, if you have a system that has a touchscreen, no problem for that Metro start menu, that new interface, not a problem. But if you don't have a touchscreen, what good is it for Windows 8 right now? I still recommend Windows 7. And it's not for lack of trying, and it's not that I don't want to try new and I won't move on. I've got Windows 8. I've got clients that have Windows 8. It really depends on the environment, depends on the applications, and you can get lucky and have Windows 8 running successfully in your environment. Even the Windows 8 machines that I have, I've kind of Windows 7-ized them by putting the desktop back, the start menu back, and using the classic shell. This is from Kate, and it's about security blogs. And, you know, I mentioned the US CERT website last week, and she says, someone asked what we do about getting good information about security issues. Mike, the US CERT tip was great, and I've added it to my RSS feed. I have two more suggestions. Shiner on Security, a blog covering security and security technology, and Krebs on Security, in-depth security news and investigation. Most of what Shiner says is completely over my head, but he links to other interesting material. I find Krebs' blog more readable, and therefore I get more out of it. But I recognize that someone more focused on security might like Shiner better. So hope this helps, Kate. Kate, thank you very much for contributing as we build out our security RSS feeds. This is from Jason, accounting software and virus stuff. You had a listener email about accounting software. We use QuickBooks as well. However, we just switched our ticket shop and field management software to Repair Shop. And that's a Repair Shopper. And that's, I mentioned them before, and that's RepairShopper.com. Here's the problem I had with Repair Shopper. And it could be great software, and I'm going to continue with the email in a second. But when I signed up for the demo, they crushed me, calling me every day, sending me multiple emails every day. And they were relentless and would not let up. If they would just let me take a breath, evaluate it at my own pace, I would have appreciated that more. But I don't react well to those guerrilla marketing tactics. And that's just me, my personality. When someone does a full frontal attack like that, Well, I delete the software and then won't try it because of their marketing tactics. They could be the greatest program in the world. I got to get over their guerrilla marketing tactics, and I figured I would warn everybody about that if you do sign up. This software is really awesome for managing in-shop work and field tickets, especially for prepaid hours. My wife, being an accountant, didn't want to give up QuickBooks, so we both got what we wanted. Repair Shopper syncs directly to QuickBooks. Not to mention, tickets can be emailed and SMS to customers, and if they reply, it goes straight into the ticket. Besides that, there are tons of other features, so check out the site and the videos on YouTube. And someone asked about viruses and knowing about new ones. I keep a link bookmarked for on-site and shop situations. It has a ton of the reg codes for the fake antivirus programs, which makes removing them super easy. So check it out. And it's a complicated link. And it's siri.urz.blogspot.com. I will put that in the show notes. Jason, thank you so much for those suggestions. This is from Pete. And this is an interesting article. And I've a couple of you have sent in about this. Microsoft extends XP malware updates 1 year. So Microsoft has decided to extend updates to Microsoft Security Essentials on the XP platform for an additional year. Now, what does that mean? That means, well, at least you have some, you know, security updates. But you know what? I never thought that there'd be a problem with any antivirus software that you would put on XP. I'm less worried about that. I mean, it's nice that they're doing that. It's the security holes that are going to be left open when they stop patching and updating the operating system XP. And I'm more concerned about that risk. And we don't know what that risk is yet. We don't know what holes and vulnerabilities are going to be left in XP come April of 2014, which is just right around the corner. I will stand by my recommendation of getting rid of XP and moving on to Windows 7. If you have the hardware, do a clean wipe and at least go to Windows 7. If your hardware is not a dual core, a Core 2 Duo with 4 gigs of memory, if you don't have that or can't upgrade to that, then I recommend you buy new hardware. That's my personal recommendation. You can certainly roll the dice and take your chance by at least putting the best security software that you can. You could put Malwarebytes Pro on your XP. You can put ESET or any of your favorite antivirus software, or now it looks like Microsoft Security Essentials, and add Wook to your browsing. Keep patching your Java, your updating your Flash, your all your Adobe products, even Adobe Reader. If you keep all that updated, I just don't know what vulnerabilities can something still slide through. You're taking a chance. But Pete, thank you for that, and all of you who let me know that. I appreciate it. Wrapping up here with Matt Rodella's book. And I mentioned this last week. It's what a great title. He wrote really, really good ebook that I read. And it's How to Quit Your Job and Start a Computer Business. And you can save 20% using the code MIKE20. Remember my Amazon link, amazon.mikenation.net, where you make the purchase, your price stays the same, but a contribution comes back to the Mike Tech Show to help support the show. Malwarebytes Pro, you know I love that software. I use it all the time, put it on all my clients' machines, and I have a link in the show notes for you to purchase that. Fabs Auto Backup for Tech for transferring files. They got a version 5 coming. I've already played with the beta. Be on the lookout for a new version of Fabs Auto Backup for Tech. But the big thank you and the message for tonight, if you need a remote access solution and especially to replace LogMeIn, the service you need is Instant House Call. That's the software solution. And you can go click on the link at miketechshow.com and then remember to take advantage right now. Click on that Log Me Out icon for 30% off and sign up and nail down that 30% off because that's a great savings, a tremendous amount of features that will just blow you away for supporting your clients remotely. And I want to thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor of the Mike Tech Show. Thank you all. I will be back next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.